The Boy and the Bank Officer, Philip Ross. I have a friend who hates banks with a special passion. A bank is just a store like a candy store or a grocery store, he says. The only difference is that a bank's goods happen to be money, which is yours in the first place. If banks were required to sell wallets and money belts, they might act less like churches. I began thinking about my friend the other day as I walked into a small, overlit branch office on the west side. I had come to open a checking account. It was lunchtime, and the only officer on duty was a 40-ish black man with short, pressed hair, a pencil mustache, and a neatly pressed brown suit. Everything about him suggested a carefully dressed authority. This officer was standing across a small counter from a young white boy who was wearing a V-neck sweater, khakis, and loafers. He had sandy hair, and I think I was especially aware of him because he looked more like a kid from a prep school than a customer in a West Side bank. The boy continued to hold my attention because of what happened next.